News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The Wausau Newman soccer coach accused of having child pornography on his computer remains in jail. The latest on the story from WSAU's Larry Lee.
50-year-old Michael Switalski is so far unable to post a $75,000 cash bond. He is facing 8 counts of possessing child pornography videos. Prosecutor Teresa Whetstone says they were tipped off after a Canadian company was shut down for selling pornographic videos of children and found Switalski on the customer list. Whetstone says when the search warrant was executed at Switalski's home, they found the videos, including one in the DVD player. The defendant lives alone and has no other family in the area, so with his job on suspension, Judge Jill Falstead set the high bond to ensure his future court appearances. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The maximum sentence handed down for animal abuser Sean Janus, the 22-year-old who poisoned her ex-boyfriend's dog and then wrote in her diary that she enjoyed seeing the animal suffer. She got 3 years. That breaks down to 1.5 years behind bars, plus extended release. She was also given credit for 447 days served. Deputy Prosecutor Teresa Whetstone says that Janus is a heroin addict who needs to get clean while she's behind bars.
These acts and her diary and the statement she made about the pleasure she received from committing these acts, that's scary, and that she should be scared as well. And I hope that she gets the treatment she needs through this sentence to make sure there is public protection. I think the court did everything the court could do to ensure that today within the law.
Once she's out of jail, she also won't be allowed to own or be around animals for a period of 5 years. A Merrill teenager lied about having cancer and is now under arrest. Collections were taken up for 19-year-old Selena Winchell at several Wausau area businesses. She claimed that she had stage 4 lung cancer from smoking. A friend who worked at Sam's Pizza put out a collection jar. Winchell was supposed to open a bank account and deposit the money, but instead was spending it. WSAW Television profiled the story. One of their viewers even knit a special cap for Selena. The owners at Sam's became suspicious and went to police. For now, she's charged with obstructing an officer. Prosecutors say other charges will be filed, and she is due in court on Thursday. A woman accused of throwing a newborn baby in a dumpster is working out a plea bargain. 33-year-old Zua Yang entered a not guilty plea to concealing the death of a child. She claims the baby was stillborn. She told investigators she didn't know she was pregnant and then gave birth in a bathroom to a premature baby. The baby's remains were put in a plastic bag and then taken to the Marathon County landfill. The body was never found. Yang's been in the Marathon County jail, unable to post bond, but she will be in court April 10th, and that's when the result of her plea bargain will become public. Governor Walker is not saying if he will sign a bill that would limit the number of hours for absentee voting. It would eliminate weekend hours and would allow clerks only to be open between 8 in the morning and 7 o'clock at night to accept absentee ballots.
I want to make it easier to vote but harder to cheat. And so, to me, anything I'm going to look at that comes through the legislature has to meet that criteria.
That bill has already passed the state Senate and is now coming up for debate in the state assembly. U.S. officials say someone in the cockpit was responsible for turning off the missing Malaysian airliner's flight tracking systems. The New York Times says the person who diverted the Boeing 777 had to type more than a half dozen keystrokes into a computer located between the captain and the first officer. The report says it's not clear if the flight path was programmed in before the flight or after it took off. Now let's check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. We have a winter storm warning up for the extreme northwestern part of the state. It covers Ashland and Iron counties. Winter weather advisory for Langlade, Lincoln, Marathon, Forest, and Prentice counties. We're going to see cloudy with snow showers today. Much of the snow will be in the Northwoods. We'll change over to a rain-snow mix by late afternoon and into the evening. Highs today will be in the mid to upper 30s. Lows tonight near 20 degrees. Cloudy with some snow possible tomorrow. Some areas could see 2 to 4 inches before this weather system begins to pull away. We have the real-time weather radar and the hour-by-hour temperatures anytime on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. Chris Conley, WSAU News.